Did you notice me yawning over here a second ago?
Yeah.
It's because I'm working on this right now. So we are going to a chiropractor today, which is my first visit ever. But it is one of those reminders as I'm going over all the stuff and why people do it. And I'm reading all these things about taking care of your back and taking care of your posture. And I'm always afraid. I remember my great-grandmother just getting shorter and shorter and shorter as she got older. What do they call it? Shrimping? Not because you're shrinking, but because this you start to bend your spine. Yep. And a lot of us that sit all day, whether you're sitting at a computer or you're sitting in a car, maybe you're doing a lot of driving, you start shrimping it. So like curving the top of your spine. So we're going to take care of our posture, because another thing I was reading online is that poor posture can deplete your energy levels. It puts more pressure on your muscles, your joints, your ligaments. You know how heavy your head is, right?
Yeah.
So it starts pulling on your spine. It makes you tense up those shoulder muscles. Maybe if you touch, what is this muscle right here called? Your trapezius? Is that the name of this muscle? Do I know the name of this muscle from school?
If you do, you're smart.
If that is really tense right now, let's try to sit up straight.
Okay.
Relax your shoulders. This is also a really good thing. Something I noticed when I was trying to take deep breaths through diaphragm breathing, you're supposed to put your hand on your chest and one right below your rib cage. And you try to take a deep breath through your nose so that your abdomen moves out, but your chest remains still. And I found that's what caused me to yawn. And that also reminds me when my posture is bad. I'm like, if I take a deep breath and suddenly I have to readjust how I'm sitting because I can't get a deep breath, that's a reminder that none of this stuff is in alignment and you are not getting enough oxygen to your brain, to all your muscles, to give you the energy you need. So readjust those things. I know if you're driving right now, you probably can't put your hands on your chest and right below your rib cage, but that's what you do. You take a deep breath through your nose. So your abdomen moves outward and your chest remains still, and then you exhale and you push your stomach muscles in. So when you get a chance to, you can do that without, you know, touching your chest and stomach, and just try to make sure that you're working in whenever you become conscious of it. Try to take a deep breath, because it will help you wake up and it'll remind you whether you're not sitting correctly, because it's so easy for us to just like, by the end of the day, I feel like I've curled up in an entire little ball.
Exactly.
And I'm taking little bitty breaths and I'm like, I need to go to home. So I want us to take care of ourselves, our bodies. It'll bring down your stress levels if you take those deep breaths. When you do, you'll realize whether you're sitting straight or not. I was always told to imagine there's a string from the top of your head to the ceiling. You sit up straight, relax those shoulders, and feel good. I hope you do. Look at me. I'm like 3 inches taller right now.
You're already getting relaxed over there. Yeah.
So chill right now.